the world. Remember Israel. God delivered Israel from Egypt. They were enslaved and in bondage, and they were crying out to God to deliver them. God delivered them, part of the Red Sea, got them on the other side, and what did they want to do afterwards? God was bringing them to a glorious place, but what did they start to do? Mumble and grumble and complain and say, oh, how good it was back there with those leeks and garlic and all that other stuff. And God got displeased with them because they were going, they were longing, they looked back, and their heart was longing to be part of the world, that system that they left. They forgot that they were crying out back there in pain and suffering, and they just thought about, but we had garlic, we had leeks, we had all this other stuff. So they were looking back. They began to love and to long for that which they were taken out of. And so God says, you are not of this world. You are a new creation in Christ. I've lifted you up out of the muck and mire and brought you to a new place. Now, if you look back and start to love what you come out of, how could the love of the Father be in you? And the Lord did not allow those people to get into the promised land that wanted to go back to Egypt. But he let the children, the young ones who never knew that, who wanted to follow God, get into the promised land. And so as we journey with the Lord, we've got to understand that as we journey, we've got to walk in the righteousness and holiness of the Lord our God, walk according to the Word of God, and be careful that we don't entangle ourselves with the affairs of this world that is fighting against the Lord. And so we have to understand there's a spiritual warfare here. This world system is fighting against the Lord, and we need to take care that we don't become part of or involved in those who, or friends with those who are fighting against the Lord. Now, do we love people? Do we share the gospel with them? Yes, we do. And we don't hate the person, but we hate the involvement that they're involved in, because we know that what they're involved in is a system put out by the devil, the deceiver, who's out to steal, to kill, and destroy. And so hatred, it says here, marvel not. Don't be surprised. Don't be taken by shock, my brethren. You hear what Jesus is saying? He's calling us what? Brothers. In other words, we're family. We're connected to Jesus. We're new creations in Christ. We're not of this world anymore. Our home is in heaven, and we're here temporarily. It's like, you get it? We're new creations in Christ. He said, marvel not. Don't be surprised. Don't be, oh, how come nobody loves me? How come the people don't love me? Well, marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you. Because if they hated me, Jesus said, how much more are they going to hate you? We want people to love us, and we want acceptance, and we want this, and what do we sacrifice, or what do? To gain acceptance, or to gain favor, or to gain love? Do we sacrifice our walk with the Lord? Do we sacrifice our lifestyle to gain acceptance? Oh, but they're my friends, I'm going to hang out with them because I want them to like me. And so I'll go and do what they're doing, or be where they are. No, we've got to make a stand for Jesus Christ and let His light shine. We're not going to pull someone out of the pit if we go down into the pit and say, oh, let me hang out with you guys for a while. The Bible says bad company corrupts good morals. And so the Bible tells us that you're going to be hated. You're going to be hated. Not by God. God loves you. But the world, the system that we live in, that is around us day to day, hates you. It's a feeling of strong antagonism and dislike, malevolent. This is from Webster's Dictionary, and prompting to injury. Cain and Abel. You see, throughout the Bible, you see how the devil drops in hatred, and he wants people to just rise up against people and to kill them and to steal, murder, and just look at the news. Open your paper, listen, open your ears and hear what's going on in this world around us. And all you see is murder, deception, all types of perversion, and how much of this world system is giving these people pats on back, slips, let them get away with different things. And you see how rampant it is in this whole world. But the Bible says hatred. And who is it that their hatred is found in? Hatred is found in the children of this world. Hatred should never be seen in a child of God. That's why we are new creations in Christ. And if we, as the branches, if we stay connected to Jesus, the branch produces love, joy, peace, and patience. The branch connected to the vine does not produce hatred. The branch that is not connected to the vine produces hatred. Hatred that will wither and destroy that branch eventually. Will stress that branch out and make it dry up and wither. But when we stay connected to Jesus as a branch, we become people who have love and peace and joy, patience and long-suffering and all that stuff. Why do we need that type of fruit in our lives? Because we're in a world system that is fighting against God, that is filled with hatred and anger and jealousies and bitterness. And so God, connected to Jesus, He gives you the fruit to stand in the midst of all of this world of deception and lies and filth that we're living in. Without staying connected to Jesus, we will be caught up in the world system and we will wither away and just be washed out. That's why the Lord warns us, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. We need to look to the Lord and love the things of God. These men who fight against God, they're not concerned about eternal things. They're concerned about today. What pleasures can they have today? And that they have no eternal future, no eternal hope. And so they fill their hands, they search the earth, they walk around the earth to see what can they gain and what can they put their hands to get momentary pleasures and joys. And some will obtain great wealth as they walk around the face of the earth. But what if a man profit the whole world and lose his soul in the end? And so that's why the Lord has said that love not the world nor the things that are in the world. No, don't let those things be your focus and your drive in life. The things that have to drive us are the things that are not of this world. The things that are of God, of the kingdom of God, of eternal life. The men of this world, their portion is in this life only. But our portion is not in this life only. Our portion is in the life to come. Amen? That is where our portion is. And the next verse, Lindsay goes on to say here, in Revelation, it says, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He's not just in America. He's not just in Afghanistan. He's not just somewhere. But the devil, Satan, deceived the whole world, was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out, his demons were cast out with him. So God is making clear to us, we are in the midst of a spiritual battle, a spiritual warfare, and we are not of this world. We cannot be lovers of this world and its system. We cannot expect the world to love us and to like us if we are truly born again, walking with the Lord. Because this world fights against God, fights against the Word of God. And the minute you open your mouth to declare Jesus Lord, the world is going to try and shut you up, shut you down, tell you you're a freak or you're some kind of fairy tale believer or some kind of... They'll consult you with words that they can conjure up. Whatever they can come up to insult you with, they'll throw at your face. And if we are wimpy and saying, oh, don't say that, oh, that hurts. No. I am a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Word of God is my light, a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, and I have a future and a hope in Jesus. And that, as we stand up, we're declaring that we love not this world, but we love the Lord our God. And so the world will fight against you to insult you and to see if you'll say, oh, whoa, I'm sorry, did I insult you? Oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to offend you. Well, who do you want to offend, them or God? We offend God if we say, oh, Lord, I'm not going to speak your name because they're going to be offended. Well, Jesus died for them. Jesus died that they might hear the gospel. And if we declare that the name of Jesus means little or nothing, that we can just say, oh, God loves you. Well, the world is okay with God loves you. The world can accept God loves you. But the world will not accept Jesus loves you. The world will not accept that name of Jesus. They will not. And so the devil, Satan, he deceives the whole world, making them to believe hath God said. From the very beginning, the devil has not changed. The Bible says God changes not, neither does the devil. Because he's a deceiver from the beginning, the Bible said. He's a liar, father of lies. He's a deceiver. He's out to deceive the whole world, it says here, the word of God, to deceive the whole world. And he has deceived many. And the Bible says that he, if possible, he would deceive even the elect of God, if possible. But those of us who know the truth and stay connected to Jesus can never be deceived. Because once you know the truth what? Sets you free. Free from what? It sets you free from the devil and Satan and his lies and his deception that he's running around this world with. And so God's word sets us free. We are not of this world. We are not of the world. We're of the kingdom of God. We're on the face of this earth to declare one thing, that Jesus Christ is Lord, that Jesus died for your sins, that you may have life in him. And so the next verse goes on to say here too in Revelation, it also says, and the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. The dragon, the serpent, the devil, all his lies and deceptions are out to make war. Nobody wants to hear war. Nobody wants to hear spiritual battle, spiritual warfare. But the Bible says that we are in, there is a spiritual warfare on the face of this earth in the spiritual realm against those who keep the word of God and who have the testimony of Jesus Christ. You can walk around with the testimony of Buddha or Muhammad or whoever else, it doesn't matter. But the minute you walk around the face of the earth with the testimony of Jesus Christ, you will be put to the challenge and put to the test, and people will hate you and not want to hear you, not want you in their presence, not want you at their parties. Not that we should go. But Jesus says that there is a war. The devil has deceived the whole world, and the system that is in the world, operating in the world today, fights against the Lord. And in the next verse, it goes on, and the next one here, it says in Psalm 17:15, as for me, meaning us, as for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. The Lord is the righteous judge of all the earth. Righteousness is in doing right, walking rightly with our God. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. You see, when we were born again, it's as though we died and came alive again. And when we awoke in the likeness of Jesus Christ. When you were born again with the heart and the spirit of God in the likeness of Christ. And Christ at work in you is forming you and fashioning you into the image of Christ, that on the face of this earth you could be a witness and a testimony and a light, that you could be salt on this earth. Remember last week we talked about salt? Well, when you're born again, you awake in thy likeness, in his likeness. And with that, we're satisfied. We need to be, as believers, we need to be satisfied that we are born again, new creations in Christ. That when I wake up in the morning, I know that I am in Christ, he is in me, that I am the branch, he is the vine, I am the salt, I'm the salt shaker, he shakes me up. That I am not of this world. My life is not of this world. I am living for the glory and the kingdom of God. And I will not submit myself to be a partaker of these who mock God, who fight against God. I will be a one who stands. And so the Bible says, as we wake, if we're satisfied with who you are in Christ, don't be satisfied by trying to be liked by someone else. Be satisfied that you are in the likeness of Christ. The world will hate you for being in the likeness of Christ, but that has to be your satisfaction. That has to be your joy. That I wake up each day in the likeness of Christ. Though the world hate me, yet the Lord loves me, and I love the Lord. And I will walk with the Lord my God, my shepherd, all the days of my life. Ye are not of this world. You are not of this world. I will be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. When you wake up in the morning, do you give thanks to God that you have life in him and with him? Do you know someday this world is going to pass away? And if our life was to end on the face of this earth, we would pass from death to life and we would be with the Lord forevermore. Does that satisfy you in the morning when you think of that? Does that satisfy you? Nobody wants to die, face death, but in essence, we live to die so we can have life with Christ. But in the meantime, we want to live on the face of this earth to be vessels that God can use to reach out those who are dying, because God loves the world, which is passing away. He loves it because he wants none to perish. But he says, that's my work to save them. You stay attached to me. Don't love the world. Stay attached to me. And let me shake you out so that I can get people saved. Let a branch so I can produce my love and joy that will preserve you and keep you in this world. And others can see that there's something that is not produced in this world that is produced in you. And how do you get what nobody else has? Because they're connected to the world system and they can't produce what you produce, what God produces in you. And so don't be satisfied with the likeness. In the next verse here, it says, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Who's them? The world system. Those who side with the deceiver, with the devil, with Satan, those who take him. You are an overcomer. The Bible uses words like that, overcome. And it says, because. Why? Because greater is he that is in you. Who's in you? Is Jesus in you? Is the Holy Spirit of God in you? Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Who's in the world? The spirit of the deceiver, the devil, Satan. He's controlling the world system, getting people to rise up and fight against the Lord. And so the Bible says greater, although this world system is run and influenced by the devil, the deceiver, Satan, which is a reality and there's a warfare, yet greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So God, through your life, is showing that there's a greater power than is not operating on the face of this earth. That's why the Bible said he's giving you authority to tread over all the forces of the enemy. We don't fear the world system around us, but though some Christians, some believers seem to fear the world system, that they don't want to offend it, that they're afraid that they're not going to be liked or loved or accepted anymore. What are you fearing? We need to fear that we obey and walk in the ways of the Lord our God and live with all righteousness and honor due to him. Don't put your hands to the filth of this world. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And we got to understand that. I'm satisfied that I'm born again, that I'm made in the likeness of Christ, that greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. And so I don't love this world. I love him who is in me. I'm not of this world. And the next verse here, it says, you are not of the world. I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them. Why does the world hate you? Because God has given you his word. How precious is that? How valuable is that, that God's word has come to you and set you free? How valuable is that to you, to us as believers? It has to be valuable because Jesus given us our word. The world system hates them. The world isn't going to love you and say, oh, how wonderful you are. You have the gospel of Jesus. Oh, we love you. Just come into our home. The world is at war against the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you're a soldier of Christ, the bearer of the gospel, the world will look at you and mock you and hate you. And send every word against you to make you feel you're the only one to believe that. Nobody believes that anymore. Hath God said? Yes, the Lord hath said. And it says, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Jesus is not part of the world system. He came to save those out of the world system. So Jesus, Bible says, God loved the world, but don't you love the world. God is the only one who can reach into that world system and save, because he's the savior of the world. God will work through our lives to save people, but we have to be able and willing to go to someone and say, Jesus loves you. Jesus gave himself for you. Not however you want to say it, but don't be afraid to use that name. Because it says, again, he says, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. We're not of this world. I pray not that thou should take them out of the world. Why does Jesus want us not taken out of the world? Because Jesus is working through your life in this world that is deceived, that is a boiling pot of wickedness. God wants you in this world, not of it. Be in it, because you being in this world, God is able to work through you to reach someone. He's desirous. Can God do it without you? Yes, he can. But you're a child of God, and God chooses to work through you. God could have spoke to us without sending Jesus to the earth. He could have opened heaven and just declared himself. Give us a vision of awe, and he could have just spoke. But God chose to send Jesus, made in the image and likeness of man, to come and to reach out and touch us. And God works through us. And again, he says that thou should keep them from the evil one. Don't take him out of the world, but keep them from the evil one who is at work in the world around them. You see what the word is telling us? That the world is under the control and the power of the devil. That's going to end someday. But until it does, there's a ruler and principality and powers of the air that influence and affect man. Because man chose to know evil, that opened the door for Satan to give influence and for them to do it. Again, he says the second time, these are the words of Christ, the second time he says, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Twice Jesus says, you are not of the world, and I am not of the world. So we have to understand that. That's got to be an understanding in our minds, that this world system fights against God, and we are not to be part of it, compromisers with the world. Don't try and make friends with people who don't want to hear the name of Jesus. You love them and you pray for them because Christ gave himself for them, but you don't pat them on the back and fellowship with them and tell them how wonderful they are when they're cursing the name of Jesus. Don't love the world system. You love the person, but you don't love what they're promulgating, what they're declaring or saying from their mouths. And it goes on, the next one here says, Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto ye, ye must be born again. Why is Jesus saying you must be born again? Because when you're born again, you're taken out of this world system. You're washed clean in the blood of Christ. A new heart and a new spirit is put in you. Jesus, God connects you to Jesus. You become a branch. You become the salt of the earth. And God says, now don't become part of this earth. Don't become part of this world, but be a light in this world. Be salt in this world. If you don't stand up and declare the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, what are we doing here? The Lord could take us home. If we don't want to talk about Jesus, we don't want to declare Jesus, well, Lord, take me out of here now. But God doesn't want to hear that from us. God wants us to hear, here am I, Lord. I'm in this world, but I'm not of it. Here am I. Work your work in me that people can be saved. Why does God have you here? Because you're not of this world, yet you're in it. Because God wants everyone to be saved, that none should perish. You're not of this world. God knows that. God called you out of this world. God set you apart. You are holy. You are called. We are the church, the set apart ones. Set apart to bring forth the glory and the love and the gospel of Jesus Christ. Never be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Never be ashamed of the name of Jesus. There is no other name on the face of this earth, no other name under heaven, by which a man can be saved, but by the name of Jesus. And that's why the Lord has you here in this world, but not of it,
so that you can be a witness to the wonder-working power of the blood of Christ, of the name of Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus says that I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you might be also. And the Bible tells us that someday this earth will pass away in fire, and a new Jerusalem will come down out of heaven, and that will be our eternal dwelling place, to be with the Lord. So Jesus is saying, don't love this earth which is going to pass away. Don't love this system which is deceiving men and bringing them headlong into hell. But be of the kingdom of God. Be light. Be salt. Be a bearer of the truth, and don't be ashamed. That's why the gospel says, if we are ashamed of him, he will be ashamed of us. Never, never. I just want to encourage, I'm not saying we are, I just want to encourage you, never be ashamed of the name of Jesus Christ. And even though people will get in your face and mock you and laugh and declare that I don't want to hear that, you offend me. Well, no offense, but Jesus says that he is the rock of offense. But if you receive the name of Christ, he will change your life around. He will save you from utter destruction. And if people don't hear, if people don't want to hear, that's okay. But if you told them and they don't want to hear it, you're free. But the Bible says, be light, be salt. Let God work his work in your life. For by grace are we saved through faith. And I think, is that the only one that we have here, Linz? Is there one, did I have one more here or not? No. It says that you are not of the world. And so just keep that in these things in mind, because these are things that Jesus, especially here, ye are not of the world, these are things that Jesus continually is getting out to his disciples, to you and I. We're disciples. He wants us to get it. He wants us to get it. Some things are hard to hear. Some things we don't like, you know, but Jesus says, as believers, as his family, as his sons and his daughters, we need to get it. We need to have ears to hear and receive it and embrace it and say, yes, Lord, I am not of this world. This world is at war against you and your word and all the work that you've done on Calvary. The world is against you. But I'm not of this world. I'm of the kingdom of God. I'm a child and a son of God. And I'm not going to side. I'm not going to chide with those who curse you and mock you. I'm not going to go to someone and pat them on the back and say, what can I do to make you like me? I won't use the name of Jesus. Will you still like me? I pray we never do that. I pray we never get to that place. But let us declare that Jesus Christ is Lord. He's the glory and the lifter of our head. You're not of this world. Our home is not here. Someday, we will be with the Lord in glory. Our eternal home. No more death, no more dying, no more sickness, no more pain, no more corruption, no more decay. Nothing like that. You're not of this world. You're not of this world. You're not of this world. Jesus is not of this world. So he says, love not the world, nor the things that are in the world, but love the person next to you, because God wants them to be saved, taken out of darkness and into his marvelous light. And how can God do that? How can God save the sinner? Through you. You're the branch. You're the salt. You're not of this world. You're of the kingdom of God. You're a child of God. And next time we're going to talk about ye are my witnesses. You see, God's love, he does everything he possibly can to save us. The devil does everything he possibly can to deceive us and to bring us down away from God. Every soul that he can rip away from God brings the devil joy. But the Bible says when one sinner repents, there's more joy in heaven than anywhere else, right? And so there's a war on for souls. War for souls. And you're not of this world. You're of the kingdom of God. You're a soldier, a warrior of Christ. God in you is greater than he that is in the world. Rejoice in that. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And when you understand that you're in this world, but you have the greater one in you, you have the overcomer, you have the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the conqueror of this world in you, then you can want to walk around with your head held high. You're a hero. You're a savior. You know, God in you makes you a hero. God in you makes you like a savior, kind of. But God is a savior. You understand what I'm saying? But God in you is able to deliver the people who are under the deception and the power of this world. So that's why God wants you in the world, but not of it. Because God wants to work a work in you that will save souls and fill this church and fill the churches around the face of this earth. So be in the world, but not of it. Be a branch, connected to Jesus. Love, joy, peace, patience, all that stuff will be produced in you. Be soft. Let God shake you out. Say, here am I, Lord. Where do you need me? Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. You are not of this world. Let's all stand this morning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.